A performer's career can be made by being in the right place at the right time. That was certainly the experience of soprano Sumi Jo. She was born in Korea in 1962, moved to Italy as a teenager to study music. After a few years there, her operatic life began to blossom. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her Tuesday series on favorite summers. Today she has the story of Sumi Jo and two summers, 1988 and 89.
Sumi Jo is an international opera star. She performs in the major houses of the world. Her latest CD, Prayers, includes this Kaddish by Ravel. She's also recorded the music of Stephen Sondheim. But it's opera that's at the heart of Sumi Jo's musical world. And in the summer of 1988, in Italy, she sang in Rigoletto. Word of her performance traveled to Austria, where the legendary conductor Herbert von Karajan was running the Salzburg Festival. Karajan asked the 26-year-old singer to come to Salzburg for an audition.
It was an incredible thing because it's like my dream came true. I have never imagined that it could happen something like this to me.
Sumi Jo flew from Rome to Salzburg and the audition, a big, big theater, completely dark and empty, save for Herbert von Karajan sitting somewhere out there in the darkness, waiting and listening.
And my legs were trembling, and I was so scared, because usually I really enjoy to perform, but this time was really something never happened to me. My hands were really wet, and I just wanted to impress him. So I just, sing with all my passion and all my, how can I say? I mean, I wanted to show my art to him. I finished my second aria, and I didn't know what to do. I was just stuck there on the stage. He was in the auditorium, and in microphone he told me, "Sumi Jo, please come to me." My heart really started beating so strong, and he told me that, Sumi, I never heard a voice like you before. The voice of yours comes out every 100 years.
26 years old and one of the century's musical titans gives you that blessing. Karajan went further than that. He told Sumi Jo that the next summer, the summer of 1989, he would be doing an opera in Salzburg with Placido Domingo and wanted her to be in it. But first, there'd be a recording and she would be part of that too.
I didn't know even what opera he was talking about. I just said yes.
It was The Masked Ball.
And it was his last recording of his life.
And how was it working with him? Karajan was known as such a stern perfectionist, so difficult.
Yeah, he could be very nasty when, something he doesn't like. He could be very, very nasty. I can confirm about that. But normally, he's really nice and kind and wonderful person. Somehow, I was the only one who was not scared at all about him,
And he was your conductor.
Sometimes, I was not sure about what I was doing because I was still very young, and working with Placido Domingo and all the big opera stars make me very, very nervous. Mm-hmm. But he gave me so much courage, and he told me that I'm doing wonderfully, and so.
That summer was bittersweet for Sumi Jo. A week before her Salzburg Festival debut in Verdi's Masked Ball, Herbert von Karajan died.
I remember perfectly it was a Sunday, because Saturday evening I had a rehearsal with maestro until very late night. I saw him a little bit tired, and he told me that he's not sleeping very well these nights because somehow he had a breathing problem. But the next day I was free because it was Sunday. I went to a picnic in Salzburg. About at 6 o'clock I came back to my place, and I turned on the TV, and I saw all three channels of Austrian TV. They are talking about Maestro, but unfortunately I was not able to understand what they are saying. It was very strange, because until the midnight they're talking about him. And so I said, oh my God, something happened. And I called Don Placido, and he explained that Maestro died.
Oh my. Yeah.
And still he's all in my heart, and all, you know, wherever I go, I remember perfectly what he used to tell me, and his smile and his eyes and everything about him. Yeah. Mm.
At the Salzburg Festival, it was decided that Masked Ball should be performed as scheduled. George Schulte stepped in to conduct the opera. Sumi Jo sang her best, but with a heavy heart.
What was the impact of that summer on the rest of your career, Sumi Jo?
After my appearance in Salzburg Festival, suddenly all the important opera houses, they started inviting me. Metropolitan, La Scala in Milan, Covent Garden in London, Vienna Opera House, everywhere, Paris. And it was I had so many offers in all over the world. It was incredible, and I was still young. It was my beginning.
Sumi Jo was the last soprano to be discovered by Herbert von Karajan, and she performed in the last recording of his life. That summer of 1989, her favorite summer, was corded in emotions she has carried with her to opera halls throughout the world. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.